With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Federal Reserve cut its key interest rate by a quarter point, but also signaled that it expects to reduce rates more slowly next year than it previously envisioned, largely because of still elevated inflation. The Wall Street took a nosedive. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments concerning a ban on TikTok.
Justices will look into the constitutionality of the federal law banning TikTok in the United States if its Chinese parent company doesn't sell it. The law enacted in April set a January 19th deadline for TikTok to be sold or else face a ban in the United States. The popular social media platform has more than 170 million users in the country. Lawyers for the company and China-based ByteDance ask the justices to step in. The high court will also hear arguments from content creators who rely on the platform for income and some TikTok users. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, in a secret vote, the House Ethics Committee deciding to release the long-awaited ethics report into former Representative Matt Gaetz, which could now be made public within days. Gaetz steadfastly denying any wrongdoing. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israeli troops will occupy a buffer zone inside Syria for the foreseeable future. Correspondent Joe Fetterman has more in this report.
Now, this area has been demilitarized for the past 50 years, but last week, Israeli troops moved into that buffer zone following the ouster of Syria's longtime president, Bashar Assad. Netanyahu has said that this move is meant to be temporary and is defensive in nature, but in a videotaped statement made on Syria's highest mountain, Mount Hermon, Netanyahu said the Israeli presence would continue for some time.
This is SRN News. Churchgoers voted for Trump.
The Public Religion Research Institute has completed a deep dive into the election results, and one of the things it has discovered is that the more frequently a person attended worship services, the more likely he was to cast his ballot for Mr. Trump. 88% of white evangelicals who go to church at least once a week voted for the president, compared to 77% of those who seldom attend. The same pattern held for Catholics who also voted for Mr. Trump in large numbers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The University of Michigan has fired its director of academic multicultural initiatives for making anti-Semitic statements. Rachel Dawson is accused of telling colleagues that Jews control the university and that Jewish students should not have access to diversity programs because they are wealthy and can take care of themselves. Dawson also quoted as saying that Jews have no genetic DNA connection to the land of Israel. This is SRN News. Japan has set a new record for the number of annual foreign visitors, with 1 month to spare.
Foreigners are flocking to Japan to travel on a bullet train, see the cherry blossom in spring, and to shop in Tokyo. The weak Japanese yen, making everything cheaper, is encouraging them to go. Many of the visitors are from nearby South Korea, Taiwan and China, but also from further afield, Europe and America. This is good news for the tourism industry, but there have also been complaints about overcrowding and the rudeness of some visitors.
BBC correspondent Michael Bristow. Iran has paused implementing a new stricter law on women's mandatory headscarf or hijab, a bill that many believe could have reignited protests that engulfed the Islamic Republic after the 2022 death of activist Mahsa Amini. That new law levies harsher punishments for women who refuse to wear the hijab in public. More details at SRNnews.com.